Good morning, back here at 8:36 on the Mighty 690. Had some flurries coming down here earlier, so kind of pretty, and you know, that's kind of the way we like it. It's not going to make too many travel impacts, doesn't look like, for the four-state area, so might have a few flakes flying around, but otherwise it's just going to be kind of a chilly day. We're looking at a high right around 41. Joining us now, we have Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Morning, Denise.
Good morning, James. So I missed the flurries. I've been sitting around waiting for the last few days.
I think that they were just pretty quick. So I was going to ask you if it was still flurrying.
I didn't see anything.
It was quite short-lived.
I mean, I got up the other morning because somebody said flurries will start in 45 minutes. I got up early and kind of sat around and nothing. So
yeah,
I'm waiting on that.
Yep.
So we're done for the day.
You never know what'll happen, but I don't think it's just kind of be an on and off sort of thing. So
okay.
But yeah, probably we're about done, but we may have a few more. But you have a good Christmas and everything?
I did. Looking forward to New Year's. I'm looking forward to the new year.
Yeah.
But we had a great Christmas, and this whole year's been great for everything going on around town, all the projects and,
A lot of energy and a lot of new things coming out.
Yeah, a lot of new things, there's Pete's and all these things, Wendy's, can't wait for them to open up.
Yeah, they were really working away yesterday, so I saw them out there, and there was something that they were putting in. Oh, the Coke people were there, so they're probably putting in the the Wendy's always has those freestyle machines.
Oh yeah,
which I'm like, they're kind of cool, but then they also get kind of messy if you don't keep up with them. But it is kind of neat. You can mix all those different. I don't know how they do that, but you can mix in all those different flavors.
Kind of like peas with 18 or 16 flavors of the icy. I started to get a credit card for my grandson for Pete, so he could go get.
Oh,
whatever.
I like that
because
he
loves going there to get the icy.
Well, that's one of those fanciest icy machines I've seen.
Yeah. So he came in the other day and he had every flavor in the cup. So
see, we were trying to get Matt to do that. Actually, I was daring Matt to do everything, like do coffee, tea, ices, a little bit of everything. It's just a suicide of the whole thing.
Yep.
And he wouldn't do it.
I don't believe that.
And I was like, we even got like permission from the people to do it. He said, there are too many people. I don't want to like make a scene. I'm like, come on.
He can go in later then.
I know. I know. We still need to do that. So anyway, hey, what do we have as far as some updates go?
Okay, so we're going to start with the Midlands. So our front of house should be finishing up here in the next couple days. So hopefully by, the new year, we're going to have a brand new front of house that we're going to be able to show off. And I did want to thank everyone, all our supporters for this year. Just the community, the people who donate, and the radio theater broadcasts. I mean, that brought in some funds for us for operations. So, we can't thank the community enough for supporting us, and hopefully soon we'll be able to, return the favor and have community things for everyone. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I was a surprise that, about $700 raised from that. So that was great.
Exactly. And I'd love to see it, on the stage next year.
Yeah.
If we can get there.
I hope so. That'd be great.
We're working on it. Grinch was caught, so, finish up the year. The match day was sensational that we had for all the organizations across town, and just like we said, a lot of projects going on in Coffeeville. And then one of the things we've got coming up is the Coffeeville Innovation Lab for Youth. That will be Saturday, January the 13th is our first session from 9 to 3. Lunch will be provided, and we do have only 4 open slots for that day. As of yesterday, I didn't really check this morning, but so if you want to get registered, 9 to 12 year olds for robotics and drones, now's the time to do it. And then our second session is going to be January the 15th, which is a Monday, Martin Luther King Day, and there's only 4 slots open on that day too. So, make sure you go out there, go to ilovecoffeeville.com, look for Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, and our registration is right there on the front page.
Okay, easy to find.
Let's see. Okay, bingo. Cedar Bluff's getting their bingo started again January the 11th, so don't miss out on that. They did tremendously on match day, too, so glad to see the community supporting Cedar Bluff Camp.
Well, that's wonderful. And if people haven't been out there before, they've got the bingo cards right there at the door. You can bring your daubers, or they got them for sale too. And they always have some snacks and kind of dinner, hot dogs, chili dogs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, something like that. And for the winter, hopefully they'll have chili dogs.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great, just great area out there. I love going out there.
Oh, yeah, it is nice.
Oh, the other thing that's coming up is the Chamber Ambassadors have their trivia night that's starting up January the 13th. I know the Midland Theater is putting together a trivia team, and I think you guys...
Oh, I'm sure we'll be there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's January 13th at GG Burger Bar, and they give prizes for first, second, and third place.
Excellent. It's a lot of fun. It really is. So I was impressed that all the some of that obscure stuff, you know, I'm like, oh, I know all these random things, and I'm like, I'm just blown away at how hard the questions
right.
are.
Right. You know, you get that one category that you may know yes. everything, but then there's five more categories where you don't know anything.
So. Yeah, and even the sports guys, there was a sports category, and like, oh, we're going to get this, and it was mostly Olympics. So
yeah,
I wouldn't have even attempted
the sports. I don't know.
So they didn't know a lot of those.
Well, Daryl asked me if I want to join, but that's the same night that we have our workshop. So I thought, you know, it might run long. So I'm going to sit that one out. But I'd love to join you guys one of these nights and see how we do. And then other than that, James, it's just, you know, telling people with the new year coming up, you know, if you want to volunteer, if you're retired or have some time, there's plenty of places around town where you can go help out. You know, the Dalton Museum, Genesis, just tons of places. So check in with. Call the chamber, call me, call Donna Chambers. You know, we can find you something to do.
That's right. And, you know, you got maybe folks decided they picked the end of the year to retire perhaps. And, you know, the research shows that you should, you know, staying engaged is really good for a lot of reasons. You know, you get out, get active, and it's really good for your brain too.
Absolutely.
To be able to have that because humans are designed to work. You're not just supposed to sit there and watch TV.
You know, I retired 6 years ago, and that's one thing I didn't want to do was go home and sit and get into a soap opera or something where I didn't. But, you know, there's times that you wish it wasn't so full of things to do, but... I mean, it keeps you young, it keeps your mind going, so...
And, hey, yeah. You know, you can make new friends at any age.
That's absolutely right. So, that's all I have.
Okay.
Wishing everybody a happy new year and looking forward to it.
That's right. No, it's going to be a good one. So, and I know we were talking earlier off air, another event that Chris is working on a New Year's Eve party over at the Ville, and so he's going to come on and talk a little bit about that because we're getting all the details ironed out for that. So an actual New Year's Eve party here in Coffeyville.
That'd be great.
We're working on it.
I'm sure there's probably a few around out there, maybe.
Yeah. So we're trying to bring one to the airwaves.
Yep.
So it's going to be a good.
And then sometimes it's just a good night to stay home, too.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm there right there with you. It's going to be painful for me to stay up that late, but
yeah.
I'll try. I don't remember the last time I did that. Actually, it was last year.
I think some of our movie nights during the summer when we couldn't start till like 8 or 9
uh-huh.
o'clock, you know,
it
would get kind of late. So.
Yep, yep.
I know I can do it if I have to.
Yeah, yeah, you can do it. We have proof.
Yeah.
So. All righty. Well, Denise, always a pleasure to have you here on the program, and I look forward to chatting here in 2024.
Thank you, James. Appreciate all you guys do.
Hi, thank you. So that is Denise York from Coffeyville's Reawakening. And coming up next here in just a few minutes, we are going to get started with Open Line. So that is coming up right here on KGGF. 34 degrees at 8:45. Open Line getting started right around 9:10.